President Jimmy Carter has penned his life lessons and reflections in a new book, and the president joins us now. I wanted to start out by asking you why you thought it was important to share the Bible teachings that you have relied on for so many years and have inspired you with the world.
Well, I've always felt that way. You know, that's one of the mandates of Christ. The last few words that he said was we should spread the word about Christianity to the world. So I began teaching Bible lessons when I was a midshipman at the Naval Academy in Annapolis when I was 18 years old. And I basically taught all my life when I had a chance, even on occasion on a submarine when I was in the Navy and when I was a peanut farmer, when I was a governor, when I was president. We went to First Baptist Church in Washington. I taught 14 different times, I believe, while I was in the White House without any prior publicity. And since I came home from the White House, I've been teaching regularly on Sundays in my little church in Plains. We have about 30 regular members, but we have sometimes 100 to 800 visitors who come to hear me teach Bible lessons. So I've always thought it was important. It's not just something that I've recently become convinced was necessary for humans to live a better life.
And did you think the timing was important, though, Mr. President?
Well, I think so. And Zondervan, who the publisher that's the number one publisher of Bibles and religious tracts in the nation, thought it was. What we did, all of my lessons, more than 675 of them at the Maranatha Baptist Church, have been tape recorded. So Zondervan editors and I went through those lessons this past summer, and we selected 200 comments from my lessons that were most applicable to describe important passages in the Old Testament and New Testament. And they have been inserted into the Bible itself, into the living Bible, just to try to bring the Bible readers into a realization that those ancient texts, 2,000 or more years old, still have a direct applicability to our daily lives. So I generally start my lessons, you know, every Sunday with references to modern current headlines or experiences that I've had in my life that I think the people in my class have had. So I think the thing that I contribute to some degree, at least, is to make people who read the Bible see that this is not only ancient scripture, but it has modern-day, very real meaning for the average reader.
And religion, President Carter, becomes almost a polarizing topic for so much of our nation, it appears. Do you ever think we'll be not polarized and we won't have such extremes in our country?
Well, the polarization is contrary to the basic tenets of faith. You know, we're supposed to treat others as we would have them treat us. And we're supposed to forgive those against whom we think we have a grudge and not be judgmental. All those are direct quotes from the Bible. And when people develop within the political arena or within our own personal lives outside of politics an animosity or hatred or division or think that we're better than other people, it's directly contrary to the teachings of Christ and also directly contrary to the basic principles of Judaism or Islam or the great religions. So if we put into practice what we really believe or profess to believe concerning our religious teachings, then that's the best way to resolve or to prevent crises, unnecessary crises and hatred and animosity and wars in our daily lives.
President Carter, on this Super Tuesday, I was curious what you think of the political landscape of our country right now.
Well, it's more divided, I think, than it ever has been since the time of the war between the states or the Civil War, primarily caused by the massive infusion of unnecessary amounts of money into the political campaigns. And that extra money is used primarily to tear down the reputation of your opponent during a campaign. And that animosity that develops in a congressional race or even in a presidential race between candidates carries over into after life and into the rest of the time in life. So that's completely changed since I was in the White House. We never thought about running a negative campaign against our opponent. I will always refer to my opponents as my distinguished opponent, and they refer to me the same way. And when I ran against Gerald Ford, who was incumbent president, or ran against Governor Reagan, who challenged me, We refuse to accept a single dollar from special interest groups or from rich people. We just ran our campaigns on the contributions that are available through the public funds. This has all changed, and it's polarized our country, and it's caused a lot of vitriolic attitudes in Washington.
Do you think we can get back to a better way of running campaigns and of the political landscape? Can we change it?
I think the Supreme Court has been the root of most of the recent developments with their stupid ruling that unlimited amounts of money from corporations and rich people could be injected into the campaigns. I hope this will be reversed in the future. And what we need is really public financing of campaigns for Congress and for the Senate and for the President. This is done in almost all the other countries in the world, but we have let money take over. And it means that our members of Congress and presidents can be legally bribed by rich people and by special interest groups so that their decisions in their term of office is not completely objective and not designed to promote peace or justice in our society.
In these last few moments, President Carter, what would be your best advice to anyone running for the White House right now? What would be your advice to them?
Tell the truth. Let government be used to provide equality of opportunity in our country and try to preserve the peace.
President Jimmy Carter, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate your time, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for letting me come on your program.
Bye-bye. Thank you, President. Bye-bye.